Support for UpToDate is provided by Geisinger, providing world-class care for our community, here, where it matters.
Hello and welcome to UpToDate from WVIA News. I'm Sarah Cinto, here to keep you up to date with all the news you should know about. Today, the U.S. may be on its way toward losing its measles elimination status, and a few cases in Pennsylvania have contributed to that. And learn more about court-appointed special advocates in the latest Community Connection. It's Tuesday, March 3rd. Let's get into it. We'll start off with that measles story today. Measles was declared eliminated in the United States in the year 2000, but the country is about to lose that designation as cases and outbreaks rapidly grow. Nationally, there have been more than 1,100 cases of measles infections, with 12 cases here in Pennsylvania. For WVIA, Nicole Leonard spoke with infectious disease experts about the threat of infection.
Pennsylvania health experts say people should expect more alerts and notices about measles exposures in their communities going forward. Immunologist Meenal Moulier of the Philadelphia College of Osteopathic Medicine says measles is so contagious that one person could infect 12 to 18 others if they're not vaccinated.
Measles can stay airborne for 2 hours and even on surfaces for 2 hours after the person has left that area. That's why you see those exposure notices, and that is one of the reasons that makes it more contagious, is because it is there even when the patient isn't.
People who have not gotten two doses of the MMR vaccine are most at risk of infection. Symptoms can include fever, cough, and a runny nose, followed by a red spotted skin rash. Anyone who suspects a measles infection should call their health provider before visiting a doctor's office.
That was Nicole Leonard reporting. Now let's go to Bucks County for a story on a protest against federal immigration measures. Less than a week after a student protest of federal immigration enforcement ended in a bloody confrontation with police and 5 students arrested, parents and community members criticized the Quakertown Community School District's actions and called for accountability at a board meeting last week. Emily Neal has more for WVIA.
Olivia Burke graduated from Quakertown High School in 2018. She said she was among the students who organized a walkout that year in support of gun control. She said the school and police backed the event despite safety threats, in contrast to the school's decision to cancel last week's protest after a threat of violence.
We had police officers protecting us at that time. I do not understand why we are using the police to, like, persecute these children.
School board president David O'Donnell said the board was grateful to all of the speakers who shared their views Thursday.
I think we're all very close to this right now. It's still very raw. And I think the most measured approach to a response is going to require some distance and some time from the event, and then self-reflection on how we all do better.
The Bucks County District Attorney's Office is investigating the incident.
Thanks to Emily Neal for that story. Stay with us. There's more up to date after this break.
You know WVIA as your arts, news, and information station. It's time to add local sports to the list. Get ready for Sports Voices, a new feature where we partner with Fox 56 TV sports director Bob Ide to discuss the latest local sports news from around Northeast and Central Pennsylvania. We'll look ahead to the week's key games in high school sports, collegiate athletics, and more. Tune in to WVIA-FM at 7:51 and 9:51 a.m. every Friday morning.
Welcome back. Now we have a full story from this weekend's vigil for Lanaya Lala Clark. Investigators on Friday identified the remains of a body found in South Wilkesbury as Lanaya. The teen was reported missing on January 17th. The Luzerne County District Attorney's Office also said Friday the girl's biological aunt had been arrested in Maryland. Her family hosted a candlelight vigil on Saturday evening. WVIA's Lydia McFarlane reports from South Wilkesbury.
Hundreds of people gathered to honor Lanaya's memory.
Justice for Lala.
Justice for Lala.
Justice for Lala.
Say it again, justice for Lala.
Her remains were discovered February 21st near the garage where Saturday's vigil was held. Lanaya was remembered by her family and friends as fierce, funny, goofy, and energetic. People told stories, lit candles, and sang happy birthday in observance of the teen's 15th birthday in January, which passed while she was missing. Garrity's Supermarket in Luzerne donated a Hello Kitty-themed birthday cake. Lanaya was adopted by Antoine Clark and Amira Woods in 2020. Both spoke of their daughter's good humor and big personality.
She was our baby, and we're going to miss her deeply.
Candace Lowe is a close friend of the family. She remembers the teen for what she calls Lanaya's magnetic energy. Lowe says Lanaya was bold and always uniquely herself.
I want it to be stressed. This is a child who had a Hello Kitty backpack going to school on the first day and had so much life to live.
The investigation into the teen's death is ongoing. Reporting from South Wilkesbury, I'm Lydia McFarlane, WVIA News.
Thanks, Lydia, for that story. Visit WVIA.org for full coverage of Saturday's vigil, as well as the latest on the investigation. One last thing to leave you on a more hopeful note today. It's the latest community connection with WVIA's Lisa Mazzarella.
Growing up, Joan Peterson always wanted to help people. Now executive director of CASA of Lackawanna County, she, along with CASA volunteers, advocate for children in foster care to ensure they find a safe home. Joan Peterson takes the story from here.
CASA stands for Court-Appointed Special Advocates. CASA is a volunteer child advocacy program where we have trained volunteers that we match with children who are in foster care that need an advocate. CASA of Lackawanna, the program itself, began in 2008. It was started at the time as Lackawanna County CASA by the former president, Judge Chester Harhut, with the Advocacy Alliance. That was how it originally began. I myself joined the program in 2014 as the executive director.
We think of children and growing up and everything being perfect, and you're seeing things that are not always perfect.
No, things are not always perfect. Nobody's life is perfect. But there does come a point where the county has to intercede. And some people are able to be helped with supports and services, and children can stay in their home. For some children, unfortunately, in order to ensure their safety and their well-being, it is necessary to remove kids from the home and for them to be placed in foster care. So in Lackawanna County, every year, 200 to 300 children are placed in the foster care system.
Does that alarm you?
It's very unfortunate, but I think it would be worse for children to stay in situations where they weren't safe. We're recruiting, training, and supervising the dedicated volunteers who are the folks who are directly supporting these children.
That's a huge responsibility for a volunteer. So what is the criteria in becoming a part of CASA? How does it work?
We're making sure that our volunteers have clearances, that they're ready to be assigned to a case. We make sure that our volunteers are visiting with the children on a regular basis and documenting those visits. We have court hearings about every 3 months on every case. Our volunteers will prepare a report for those hearings. We'll go to the court hearings and make sure that the volunteer is there, that they're with the child and the family, and that the child feels safe and that their perspective is being presented at the hearing.
How many people make up the CASA staff in Lackawanna County?
It's myself, and we have two volunteer coordinators, so a staff of three, currently serving 85 children.
Who would make the optimum CASA advocate?
You have to be over 21, and you have to pass child abuse, police, FBI background clearances. We have a 30-hour training court observation in there as well, then they have to be sworn in by the court to take a case. An ideal volunteer is somebody that, I mean, really has the heart for kids, wants to do something to help. There are difficult stories about children that have been removed from situations of abuse or neglect, but we want people to know that they, as a citizen, as a member of the community, can do something to help. You know, they can volunteer to be an advocate for that one child, that one sibling group. So maybe you can't help every single kid in a difficult situation, but you could help one or two and really make a difference for that child, for that family.
Special thanks to Joan Peterson, Executive Director of CASA of Lackawanna County. If you'd like to volunteer, you can contact casaoflackawanna.org for more details. Hear our entire conversation at wvia.org/community. For Community Connection, I'm Lisa Mazzarella.
All right, I hope you're feeling caught up and ready for the day. Find more stories, as always, at wvia.org. I'm Sarah Cinto. Thanks for joining me today. If you want to stay in the know, remember to subscribe and listen every weekday wherever you get your podcasts. Have a great rest of the day, everyone. I'll catch you tomorrow, right here on Up to Date.